podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I'm driving along yesterday, and I noticed some kids who have set up a lemonade stand. Now, dude, it has been, I can't even tell you how many, it's probably been 20 years since I stopped at a lemonade stand. And the only reason I did it is because these kids had gone the extra mile. Because not only was this, it was not some chintzy stand, it was a nice table with a tabletop thing over it. All right. They had balloons tied to each side.
Oh, how festive.
Right, you know, getting the attention. Uh-huh. They didn't have just some hand-drawn sign. It's like they had gone on a computer and then printed out this big thing for their sign. And I thought, I like young entrepreneurs.
Yes, you do.
I love the fact that kids are in that entrepreneurial spirit. I stopped, and then when I realized what they were charging for,
I was going to say, what is the markup on lemonade nowadays at those stands?
I was under the impression that it was still like 50 cents a cup or something like that.
$2 now?
These kids wanted $2.
$2!
For a thing of lemonade. But they offered with it a little cookie.
Okay.
And so then some sort of little handmade thing that
maybe
I guess.
A napkin?
It was. So you got the whole package. It was like cookie, lemonade. And I thought, I'm going to support it.
That's very noble
of
you.
I gave them $4. I was like, here's a tip. I said, I like your spirit. And then they went in, and there was a car pulled up behind me. So apparently, kids, if you get out there and you do it the right way,
you'll get customers.
Get business.
This is where you and I differ, my friend.
In many ways.
Mr. Testa, I hate those kids. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a pretty strong statement.
I look the other way. Well, I don't care for them on the street because they have upped the ante with the lemonade stand. I think it's because of the sign spinners that you see on all the corners and stuff. These kids, they're jumping out into traffic on my streets and they're shaking signs and pointing to the lemonade, pull over, and they're screaming at me. I look the other way and keep driving. They're a menace to society. People are going to get hurt with these kids running out in the street.
Okay, so that is the entertaining difference between Dom and Jeremy. I stop and give these kids some money.
I look the other way. My windows are down, they're going up.
Here's my question, and I would love for our listeners to call in and answer two questions. One, how much cheddar are these kids making from lemonade stands?
Mm-hmm.
How much money on a typical day does a kid make selling lemonade on the corner? And this is not something that's like 50 years old or something like that. You know, the kids don't do it. Kids still do it. I still see it. They still get out there and they sell things. I want to know how much money they make. Do you remember that time years ago that we wanted to find out how much a person who's like panhandling on the corner, we wanted to find out how much they made?
What are they bringing in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually sent somebody out to this, and they were pulling
in. Apparently, it's a good day's work.
$40 or $50 to $60 a day.
Yeah.
You know, and if you do that 5 days a week, you're making like $15,000-$18,000 a year.
Hooray, math.
Standing there. Okay. So how much are the lemonade kids making?
Yeah.
And then second question for our listeners this morning is, how did your kids make money that wasn't a lemonade stand, and how much did they make?
Yeah, the little odd jobs that they do, collecting cans, bottles.
It's summertime. There are parents who have to figure out things to do with their kids. They don't know what they're going to do with them. Why not turn them into little profiteers and send them out to make some money? And don't give me this whole thing, oh, you got to be careful. You know, kids are abducted. Yeah, okay.
All right.
But if you are going to send your kids out to make some money, what is it that kids are doing to make coin these days? Catherine, what'd your daughter get from doing this stuff?
And she made, after she paid her employees, she netted $584.
Wait a minute. $584.
Yes.
Two questions on that. First of all, what is that over a day, a week, a month, summer?
That's 4 hours.
Four hours. Almost $600 bucks.
She's making $150 an hour. What was she charging for lemonade?
She was charging $1, but it was the kind she actually made the lemonade out of lemons, sugar, and I mean she. And then when they ran out, they went into the grocery store and got, you know, just regular powder, and it was still selling for $1. But, you know, it made the difference. She has a really nice stand, and she accepted credit cards with her little square on her mom's iPhone.
Oh,
she took credit cards. That's the key.
But that's 600 people then.
Well, she made more, and her mom said, okay, you have to pay your sister because she helped you. Her sister's an adult. And so she says, okay, we'll go to Pizza Hut. And they sat down at Pizza Hut. And when my other niece ordered her drink, she said, she'll have water. And so But she
all right, you answered my question. $584 in 4 hours.
I think I know what I'm doing in the afternoons now.
Holy crap. Catherine, thanks for being on the show.
No worries, bye.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's a little mind-boggling. That's kind of had to be like the stand that I saw.
They must live in Cherry Creek.
Here's Serena. Hi, Serena.
Hi.
So what do you know about this kind of stuff?
Well, I didn't do the lemonade stands, and I'm going to be talking about me, but apparently I picked the wrong field.
Yeah, no kidding. I think I did, too.
I used to go clamming with my grandpa and my cousins. I grew up in California, so we went on the Delta and went clamming. Well, grandpa got 25 cents off the 50 cents per pound.
Okay.
And then my five cousins and I split the profits. We were pretty good. We made $5 a day.
$5 a day. See, that's what I expected to hear, is that kids were making anywhere from $5 to $10 a day, not $150 an hour.
Although I am 44, so I mean, it's been several years.
Well, that's true. If you went clamming today, you might be up to like $12 or something.
Well, if I went clamming today, I'd be bargaining a little better.
Right, isn't that right? Our negotiation skills suck when we're kids.
Right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you today?
So it's your son who's out making some money. What's he doing?
We live close by a golf course, and so he set up in the evenings. He'd go to the golf course, collect all the balls that he found, come home, clean them up, and then in the morning, he was out there 5, 6 o'clock in the morning with a stand and selling golf balls. And he got to the point where he had regulars on a daily basis. He'd make about $40 to $50 each day, and he did that for 3 summers in a row.
Holy cow.
And he would get tips, too, because, you know, the regulars oftentimes threw him a tip because, you know, they got to know him. And
so let me ask you something. Where did he set up his golf ball stand? Because it seems like the golf course would run him off.
You know, it's interesting. They never, ever did run him off. In the middle of the golf course, you know, there's a street that runs between one side of the golf course and the other.
Yeah.
And he would set up his stand on that, like, main sidewalk where the guys always had to cross.
That is a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because he got to know, you know, what golfer wanted what balls. And so when he saw him coming, he's like, you know, I got your blah, blah, blah.
I got your Titleist right here.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. $50 a day for three summers in a row. He made thousands.
He did a great job. He'd go out like 3-4 times a week. He didn't do it every single day, but every other day.
Still, I mean, you figure $150 to $200 a week.
That's pretty good.
Times 8 or 10. Yeah, he's making he's making coin.
Did you make him save it?
Yeah, what did he do with his money?
Old, you know, he saved some of it. He bought himself a really expensive bike. And he blew a lot of it, to be honest with you. His friends knew he had the money, so, you know, the popsicle guy would come, ice cream man would come
it's
down
raining.
The street.
He's the high roller, big spender among all of his friends. Slushies are on me, everybody.
I got this, boys. I got this.
Jenny, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a fun weekend. Okay, is this kind of boggling your mind a little bit?
It is. I didn't know they can make so much.
Time for one more. It's Karen. Hello, Karen.
Good morning.
So let's talk about money, kids making money. What did, was it your daughter?
Yes. She had a lemonade stand for a while, but it was like, you know what? She decided she needed to do something where people were going to be stopped. So she would pull up community yard sales where, you know, like 50 homes would have a big yard sale, and she would say, okay, Mom, take me here, and let's sit there for a few hours, and I'm going to sell here. And she would do $80 to $100 on a Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
How smart of her.
These kids are brilliant.
Yep.
You know,
so
the neighborhood.
She needed money, she'd say, let's go do a sale, Mom.
The neighborhood next to me is about to do a community garage sale, I believe, this weekend.
Set up a stand. They will make their money.
Or you set up a stand, huh?
Wow.
Serve wine instead, though. Wine and cheese.
Don't laugh. That
Why
is
not?
A great idea.
I know.
Except that the majority...
Liquor laws.
There's that. And the majority of garage sales are usually over by noon or whatever, aren't they?
Start like early.
Mimosas. So, you know, we would be there right at start.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Oh,
but
man.
People were stopping anyway, so, you know, and she had all the flyers and... you know, she had everything going. So
$100 a day doing lemonade. That's pretty good. Karen, thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Who knew?
And look, we got so many people driving to work right now listening to this saying, God, my kids are just going to sit around the house all summer or go to the pool and, you know, get in trouble. They could be making $50, $100 a day selling golf balls or lemonade.
Put them to work. Man. Pry them off the couch.
I don't know what the child labor laws are like here in Colorado, but really, that golf ball one is, that one stands out.
It's the topper.
Appreciate your calls.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.